One name that is missing for now, as I remember, is Roy Long, who was secretary down here for a few years, and unfortunately died prematurely, really, from a brain tumour. But he was always great friends with the family. In fact, bought my grandfather's house off him years ago. Of course, he ran the way to White Hart for a few years. But Di still gets down here and chats to Di, and she's very knowledgeable about Gloucester rugby.
He came in the next year, John.
Yes.
In 62.
Yes. Yeah.
Became a regular, I think.
Well, Di was fairly heavily involved with the club as well.
Yes.
Di was not on the pitch.
No. Again, she was with my mother and Day. They used to run the tees. And a memory I always remember is that there was a very small tea room over there, and there was just about enough room to get four people in there. But there's my mother, there was Di Long, there was Mary Sybury, and there's another lady now who was Betty, I can't remember the name, who were involved with the Gloucester Old Boys. But they helped my mother, three on that team. But they were all pregnant and very heavy. So imagine trying to do any work in that kitchen. It was so funny.
Can we move on a year or two and see if there's any others you have memories of?
Well, of course, Mike Nichols, he's probably one of the best captains Gloucester ever had. Sadly, he's not a well man at the moment. Gary White, another great player who unfortunately died very young, I think in his early 50s actually. Never played for Gloucester, he played for Somerset, I think.
Captain Somerset.
Yeah.
Captain them at Kingsham even.
Yeah. Dave Owen, I bumped into him in town, I was talking to him the other day. Nick Foyce, the first member of the big wingers.
Yeah.
He played second row for Charlton and came over here. Still bump into Nick. He comes up with a fellow called Brian Calver to play golf occasionally with the rugby club old players. Quite a character. Again, I think he was from up in the Cotswolds somewhere.
I think he went back to Charlton again, didn't he, eventually?
Yes. John Milner, because he was involved with the club for a while, just on the transition from the amateur game to the professional. Roy Morris, Chalky, and of course he had a Digger's other son, was a very good back row player. He played for the Colts, and I think he got into, but not for many seasons. But of course, Roy Chalky Morris played for Coney Hill after he left here for years, and he was working around Gloucester. He's retired now, I think. David Ainge was another great sportsman, a good rugby player. Very good. Did he play in centre or fly half? Fly half, I think.
And fullback a bit.
And fullback, yes. Mm. But he was a Bristol lad. He actually played for Bristol as well, I think.
Yeah.
Did he leave here to go back to Bristol?
He went back to Bristol again, yeah.
Of course, Terry Hobson did actually play for Bath for a couple of seasons, I think. But
At the beginning, and halfway through his career.
I think we'll forgive him for that. of course, Don Rutherford was a revelation when he came here. I wouldn't say he brought a professional attitude. He brought training here, proper training. I think they did train before, but it was a run around the pitch. And his reputation went before him. He was an international before he came here. Came down here to teach at Wycliffe College, I think. And he was very, very highly thought of, and obviously quite rightly, because he went on to be to technical director of the rugby union, I believe.
I think he had a bit of trouble with some of the diehards here with his training methods.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
When we interviewed him, he told us a story about one day they wouldn't listen to him, and he actually sent Dick Smith off the pitch at training and said, "And I don't know to this day what I would have done if he'd refused to go."
Yeah. talk about set moves. There was always this famous move of theirs called, I think they called it the Indian file trick.
Yes.
And the three of them would line up behind the scrum, and the opposition wouldn't know who the ball was going to. And I think Terry Hopson was probably one, and Dom Rutherford, I don't know who the other was, but usually end up with one of them dropping a goal. And that scored a few points. Graham Redding's on this list.
Terry Hopson didn't always keep to the plan.
No, probably not. No, not knowing Terry.
He scored a couple of tries from that position.
Yeah, quite possibly. Well, but that's what an outside half, that's what made out great outside half. So he would do
the. He didn't know what he was going to do.
He didn't know what he was going to do next. No.
But neither did the scrum half with Terry sometimes.
No, and unfortunately, with modern rugby, they're frightened of making a mistake. I've always said a great outside half will score more points than he gives away. As long as he does that, he's done his job. But unfortunately, they're not allowed to take risks anymore. Graham Redding's on this list, I see.
I think I see a little bit of that in Freddie Burns, you know.
Yes, without any doubt at all. Yeah,
I think he's prepared to take risks.
Yes. Mm. And the last person we had down here who did anything really like that was Tofty. Tofty was off the cuff, was wonderful. All right, give away a few points.
Yeah, but every so often, the whole of the Gloucester team are completely bemused.
Yes, yeah, but so was the opposition. Graham Redding came from the All Blues, who were a very good back row player. I was actually at school with his younger brother, who was also a very good rugby player. He played for England schools. In fact, the Gloucestershire under 19, he was the fullback and I was the reserve fullback. I don't know where he went to after he left. He's left Gloucester, I think. I think he got sent off quite a few times in his career. Looking at the next year, John Groves became a referee in Wales. And if you ever listen to the commentary, of course, when they refer to a referee in Wales, it's always Mr. Groves or Mr. Norling. I mean, have you ever noticed that on the radio commentaries? Colin Teague, another Spartans fellow. Still see him around now.
Where did he play?
Colin, prop. Prop, I think. Maybe sometimes second row. Tony Davis on the list there. He went and played for Wasps. He got transferred, went to play for Wasps for years. He was married to one of the committeeman's daughters, and Nigel Duncalf, and Duncalf. He was on committee down here for a few years. John Dix, John was a great player, and also had two siblings, Clive and Stuart, who were twins, actually. But they were both my age, and very sadly, Clive died in his early 50s, if not 50. Great friends of mine as kids, but Stuart, he was something else. He was one of the best players that could have made the England team. Unfortunately, his character didn't. He was a very, very shy person. I still bump into Stuart now, and I think, he could have been one of the greatest players. He was England's Gerald Davis.
Just spotted something interesting about that team list. You've got three scrum halves, all on the honours board.
Yes.
Now, somebody was playing out of position, weren't they? They really have to have been.
Well, no, they played... Gary Mays? Gary Mays played five half sometimes.
He played half, didn't he?
But, but don't forget, there was probably nearly 50 games played in those seasons.
There were 53.
Yeah.
This is 1966-7, we're talking.
Yeah, yes. And of course, Mickey Booth and John Spalding were possibly playing county games.
Yeah, but they played enough to qualify.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
But Gary was a tremendous player.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course, he was big, wasn't he?
He was quite a big fellow,
quite a lot bigger than the other two. Yes. And he had this tremendous pass.
Yeah.
So, and he could play outside, I guess.
Yeah, and of course, he went back to Matson, and I can remember playing against Gary in a few cup matches, because we only ever played Matson in combination cup matches. And we played them in the semi-final of the Combination Cup once. And he was playing in that, and we lost by 3 points, I think. And it was a day... I was due to go on holiday that day, and I actually cancelled a day of my holiday to play in a cup semi-final against Matson.